The budget tabled by MEC Khadisha Brown is business as usual budget, especially in unusual times where we're experiencing crisis in economy and with service delivery in the Free State. This budget should be the driving force of government programs and plans, but this budget is planless and without any programs to address the crisis like roads, electricity and water. The MEC also made an increase to the Premier's office, which is a bloated office. We know that the MEC Dukwana appointed some of his factional cadres. This money should have been allocated or shifted towards service delivery like roads, electricity and water. In a lockdown session prior to the tabling of this budget, the MEC confirmed that the infrastructure budget for roads and human settlements is about 5 billion rand, although it was 4.9 billion last year, which is an indication that the money is not that much more, but they cannot deliver the services in actually addressing road infrastructure in the Free State. She also confirmed there that the plans being given for roads does not address the issue in the fact that they are not capable of actually managing more money, and that's why she does not allocate more money towards that. It's also disconcerting to know that the Department of Human Settlement loses 150 million rand this year, which is being forfeited back to National Treasury. And this was in terms of a second adjustment appropriation bill that she tabled. More than 1,000 houses could have been built by using this 150 million rand. It's also a concern that 20 million has been made available for Makufi again, although we're going through court cases where the two contractors are still fighting on who should be granted the contracts. We believe that this should be self-sustainable and that this festival should not be funded by government. That MEC also talked about building a capable, ethical and developmental state. There's currently nothing capable about the departments and municipalities if you look at the audit outcomes as well as the financial management in these entities. There's also nothing ethical about the province in the sense that there's a lot of corruption and court cases where people, criminal cases are being laid. We can just think about Vrede Dairy as well as the asbestos case. And then there's nothing developmental. She does not address economic growth. She does not say how the province will be attractive for investors from outside and how they will create jobs. The DA feels that this budget as tabled today does not address the crisis that the people in the Free State are experiencing.